New English File Pre-Intermediate by Clive Oxenden and Christina Latham Koenig with Paul Seligson. Published and copyright Oxford University Press 2005. CD 2. File 4. 4.1. Shirt. Skirt. Coat. Clothes. Shoes. Suit. Blouse. Trousers. Pajamas. Scarf. Belt. Sweater. 4.2. 1.
Excuse me, sir. I'm doing a... Sir? Excuse me, madam. Do you have a few minutes to
answer... I really don't have time.
Excuse me. Could I ask you a few questions about Zara?
Yes, okay.
Have you ever been to a Zara store?
Yes, many times.
And when did you last go there?
About 3 weeks ago.
Where was that?
Here in London, in Oxford Street.
Okay, thank you. What did you buy?
A white jacket.
And are you happy with it?
Quite happy. I like the jacket, but the colour was a mistake. It's already dirty.
Oh, thank you very much for your time.
2.
Hello. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about Zara?
How long will it take?
Only a few minutes.
Yes, all right then.
Have you ever been to a Zara store?
Yes.
When did you last go there?
Last Saturday.
Where?
In Paris.
Mm-hmm. What did you buy?
Just a scarf. I tried some trousers on, but I didn't buy them.
Are you happy with the scarf?
Yes, I like it a lot.
3.
Have you ever been to a Zara store?
Yes, once.
When did you go there?
In August.
Where?
At Barcelona Airport.
Uh-huh. What did you buy?
I nearly bought lots of things, but in the end I didn't buy anything. But my girlfriend bought some shoes.
Song, True Blue.
I'm never new love before.
4.4. 1.
Have you finished yet?
No, not yet.
Well, hurry up. I'm going to be late for work.
2.
You've left a towel on the floor.
Well, I haven't finished yet.
Well, don't forget to pick it up.
OK.
3.
When are you going to do your homework?
I've already done it.
Really? When?
I did it on the bus this evening.
4.
Can you get a plate for that sandwich? I've just cleaned the floor.
OK. Oops. Sorry. Too late.
(sighs) 4.5. 1.
He hasn't helped with the housework today.
2.
Have you used your new computer yet?
3.
Jim's just joined a judo class.
4.6. 1.
Oh.
2. Three.
Say cheese.
4.
Ah!
5.
I'll always love you, Amanda.
Will you, Richard?
Yes, that's a promise.
Six.
Does the story have a happy ending? Maria Serrano said,
Yo creo que ha servido de lección para nuestros hijos. Y pienso que
I think this was a lesson for our children, and I think it was good for them. Things are already better. Now they respect us more, and I feel happier. Of course they are welcome to come home again, if they can show us that they have changed. I've given them a year. In any case, they still come home for lunch every day.
4.8. 1.
I'm busier than a year ago.
2.
Life is more stressful than in the past.
3.
We work harder than before.
4.
We walk and talk faster.
5.
I'm not as relaxed as I was.
6.
We won't live as long as our parents.
4.9. 1.
Definitely more. My daughter got married last year, and she and her husband live quite far away. She rings me almost every day to tell me how everything's going, and we usually chat for hours. My phone bill is now double what it was when she was living at home.
2.
I spend a lot less time than before. My youngest child has just started school and I've gone back to work, so I never make lunch now during the week. I just have a sandwich. And in the evenings, we often get takeaway pizzas or Chinese food, or we heat something up in the microwave. I only really spend time in the kitchen at weekends.
3.
Well, I'd say less, though I'm not sure if my parents would agree. I get so much homework now that I never go to bed before 11 or 12, but I still get up at 7 in the morning. It's true I get up later at weekends, but that's only 2 days out of 7.
4.
More, much more. Before, it only used to take me 15 minutes to get to work, and now it takes me 25 or even half an hour. It's mainly because there are just more cars on the road. Sometimes I think I should use public transport, but it's quite complicated from where I live.
4.10.
First, I did the photo test. I was near Charing Cross Station. I stopped a man who was walking quite slowly down the road and I said, "Excuse me, could you take my photo?" The man said, no time for that, and just continued walking. Then I asked a businessman in a grey suit who was walking towards the station. He took one photo, but when I asked him to take another one, he walked away quickly. Next, it was the shopping test. I went to a tourist shop in Oxford Street and I bought a keyring and a red bus. The red bus was very expensive. The total price was £40. I gave the man £100, two £50 notes. He gave me £60 back. Finally, it was time for the accident test. For this test, I went down into the tube, the London Underground. As I went down the stairs, I fell over and sat on the floor. A man immediately stopped and looked down at me. I thought he was going to help me, but he didn't. He just said, "Why don't you look where you're going?"
4.11. 1.
It's the most polluted city I've ever been to.
2.
He's the most impatient person I've ever met.
3.
This is the most comfortable hotel I've ever stayed at.
4.
It's the most interesting book I've ever read.
5.
They're the most expensive shoes I've ever bought.
6.
It's the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
4.12.
Good morning, ma'am. How can I help you?
I want to go shopping. Where's the best place to go?
Well, all the big department stores are around Union Square.
Can you tell me how to get there?
Yes, of course. Go out of the hotel and turn left. Go straight ahead down Sutter Street. Turn left at Stockton. It's the third street on the left. Union Square will be right in front of you. You can't miss it.
Thanks.
4.13.
Can you recommend a good museum?
Well, SF MoMA is fantastic.
Sorry, where did you say?
SF MoMA, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art.
Where is it?
On 3rd Street.
How far is it from Union Square?
Not far, it's just a couple of blocks.
Can I walk from there?
Sure, it'll take you 10 minutes.
Can you show me on the map?
Yes. Union Square is here, and the museum is here. From Union Square, you go down Geary to the end and turn right. That's 3rd Street. Go down 3rd, and you'll see SF MoMA on the left.
What time does it open?
It opens at 11 o'clock.
Thanks very much.
Have a good day. I'm sure you'll love the museum.
4.14.
Can you recommend a good museum?
4.14. Well, SF MoMA is fantastic.
Sorry, where did you say?
SF MoMA, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art.
Where is it?
3rd Street.
How far is it from Union Square?
Not far, it's just a couple of blocks.
Can I walk from there?
Sure, it'll take you 10 minutes.
Can you show me on the map?
Yes. Union Square is here, and the museum is here. From Union Square, you go down Geary to the end and turn right. That's 3rd Street. Go down 3rd, and you'll see SF MoMA on the left.
What time does it open?
It opens at 11 o'clock.
Thanks very much.
Have a good day. I'm sure you'll love the museum.
4.15.
Oh, where is it? Excuse me, can you tell me the way to Union Square?
Hey, don't I know you?
I don't think so.
Ali, I'm Brad. Brad Martin from the Los Angeles office. I'm Mark's friend, remember? We met yesterday at the hotel.
Oh, yes, that's right. Brad, I'm so sorry.
No problem. What are you doing here?
I want to go shopping. I'm looking for Union Square, but I'm lost.
Where's Mark?
He's at the hotel. He had a meeting, I think.
Listen, Ali, I'm going to take you for a cup of coffee at Delmonico's. They have the best coffee in San Francisco and amazing cookies. And then I'll walk with you to Union Square.
That's really kind of you. Are you sure?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Okay, great. I'm awful with new cities. I always get lost.
Oh, I love your British accent. It's so sophisticated. Don't I know you?
I don't think so.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for Union Square. That's really kind of you. Are you sure?
One.
Have you ever been to a fashion show?
Never. Have you?
Yeah, I went to one last year.
Yeah? How was it?
I went to sleep and woke up at the end.
Two.
What did you buy?
Well, I tried on a shirt, but it was too big. I bought a skirt and a sweater.
Did you get any shoes?
No, I didn't see any I liked.
Three.
Don't walk on the kitchen floor.
Why?
I've just washed it.
Again?
It was dirty again.
It's dry now.
No, it isn't. It's still wet.
Four.
I don't go out much during the week now.
Why not?
Because I finish work later.
How many hours do you work?
When I started this job 2 years ago, I worked 8 hours a day from 9 to 5. Now I work 2 hours more every day for the same money.
That's the same everywhere.
Five.
What's the most beautiful city you've been to?
Well, Amsterdam is lovely. Oh, and Prague is beautiful.
What about Venice?
Well, of course, Venice is wonderful. But I think Prague is probably my favourite.
4.18.
Have you ever had to wear clothes you didn't like?
Oh, all the time. Some of the things we have to wear are absolutely awful, but that's not a problem.
Have you ever fallen over during a fashion show?
Yes, once. I was wearing very high heels and I had to walk down some stairs at the end of the catwalk and I fell over.
Did you hurt yourself?
I broke a finger, nothing serious.
Do you travel a lot in your job?
Oh, I spend my life travelling. I'm only 23, but I've already been all over the world. Europe, Asia, South America, the United States, everywhere except Africa. I haven't been there yet, but I'm doing something there next year.
Have you been anywhere recently?
I've just come back from Argentina. I spent a week there doing a photo shoot for a women's magazine.
And what's the most exciting country you've been to?
That's difficult to answer. India, probably. I'd love to go back.
5.1. 1.
Hello, you're one of Peter's friends, aren't you?
That's right. I'm Adrian.
Hi, I'm Harry. Are you enjoying the party?
Yes.
So, what do you do for a living, Adrian?
I'm a doctor.
A doctor? Oh, that's good. Listen, I have a problem with my back. Could you have a look at it? I've got a pain just here.
Sorry, can you excuse me? I've just seen Peter over there, and I want to wish him a happy birthday.
Two.
James, this is Sandra.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Sandra's a teacher in secondary school.
A teacher? Really? What a wonderful job. You're so lucky.
Why lucky?
Well, you have really long summer holidays.
Yes, that's what people always say. Perhaps you would like to teach my class one day. When you teach teenagers all year, you need a long summer holiday.
Three.
Hello. We haven't met before, have we?
No, I don't think so.
I'm Catherine. I'm Peter's sister.
Oh, hi. I'm Luke. I went to school with Peter.
Ah, Luke. You're the travel agent, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Peter's told me all about you. Listen, can you recommend a cheap holiday? I'd like to go somewhere hot, and I want to go in August. But when I say cheap, I mean cheap. Oh, and I can't fly, because I'm terrified of flying. And I don't really like...
Four.
Deborah, can I introduce you to an old friend of mine, Lucy?
Hi, Lucy.
Nice to meet you.
Lucy's my hairdresser.
Ah, you're just the person I want to talk to, Lucy. What do you think of my colour?
Well...
No, come on, tell me the truth. Is it too blonde?
No. I think it's fine.
Are you sure?
Lucy, what would you like to drink?
Oh, a Diet Coke, please.
Do you think my hair would look better shorter?
Deborah, Lucy's not at work now.
Oh, sorry.
Five.
Hi, I'm Andrea. Nice to meet you.
Hello, my name's Simon.
What do you do, Simon? No, don't tell me. Let me guess your job. Let me see. You look like a professional footballer.
No, I'm a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist? Oh, how fascinating. Simon, are you analysing me?
No, I'm not. Excuse me, Andrea, I need to go to the bathroom.
Five. 5.2. Dangerous. Decide. Difficult. Forget. Important. Interesting. Possible. Pretend. Promise. Remember. 5.3. Singer. Thing. Bring. Wrong. Language. Sitting. Watching. Thanks. Think. 5.4. Think. Drive. Study. Do. Go. Remember. Forget. Try. Ski. Write. Fly. Five. 5.5.
Good evening and welcome. In today's programme, we're going to talk about singing. In the studio, we have Martin, the director of a singing school in London, and Gemma, a student at Martin's school. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. First,
Martin, can you tell us why is it a good idea for people to learn to sing?
First, because singing makes you feel good. And secondly, because singing is very good for your health.
Really? In what way?
Well, when you learn to sing, you need to learn to breathe correctly. That's very important. And you also learn to stand and sit correctly. As a result, people who sing are often fitter and healthier than people who don't.
Are your courses only for professional singers?
No, not at all. They're for everybody. You don't need to have any experience of singing, and you don't need to be able to read music.
So, how do your students learn to sing?
They learn by listening and repeating. Singing well is really 95% listening.
OK, Gemma, tell us about the course. How long did it last?
Only one day, from 10 in the morning to 6 in the evening.
Could you already sing well before you started?
No, not well. But I have always liked singing. But I can't read music and I never thought I sang very well.
So what happened on the course?
Well, first we did a lot of listening and breathing exercises and we learnt some other interesting techniques.
What sort of things?
Well, for example, we learnt that it is easier to sing high notes if you sing with a surprised look on your face.
Oh, really? Could you show us?
Well, I'll try.
And for those of you at home, I can promise you that Gemma looked very surprised. Were you happy with your progress?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, we were singing in almost perfect harmony. It was amazing. In just one day, we really were much better.
Could you two give us a little demonstration?
Okay.
Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me off discourteously.
5.6. 1.
I have to wear a uniform at my school.
2.
We mustn't be late.
3.
Do we have to do an exam?
4.
He doesn't have to work at weekends.
5.
You must do your homework.
6.
My sister has to travel a lot.
5.7.
I arrived at Krakow Airport with Kasia, my guide. Test number one. I had to get a taxi to the hotel. I said to the taxi driver, in Polish, to the Holiday Inn hotel, please. Proszę do hotelu Holiday Inn. No problem. The driver understood me. But then he started talking to me in perfect English. I felt a bit stupid. We got to the hotel, checked in, and then we went to the hotel bar for test number two. A waitress came up to us and I said, Proszę piwo. That is, a beer, please. Then the waitress said something in Polish and I understood her. She said, a big or small beer. Big, I said. I was so happy that I could understand her. I really enjoyed that beer. Next, we went out into the street for test three, asking for directions. I decided to ask for directions to a chemist because I knew the word for chemist, apteka. I stopped a woman who looked friendly and I said in Polish, excuse me please, is there a chemist's near here? No problem. But then she started talking really fast and pointing.
Droga do apteki. No, najpierw idziesz prosto, później w lewo.
I tried to listen for left or right or anything I could understand, but no. I couldn't understand anything. I was sure that Kasia was going to give me zero for this test. I was feeling less confident now. We went back to the hotel for test four, making a phone call. Kasia gave me a phone number and told me to ask to speak to her friend. His name was Adam. I dialed the number. A woman answered the phone. "Is Adam there?" I said hopefully. "Adama Nyema," she said. I understood that. "Adam's not in." I wanted to say, "When will he be back?" But I could only say, "When home?" Kiedi domu. And I didn't understand her answer, so I said thank you and goodbye very politely. Kasia smiled, so I thought, well, not bad. Finally, test five, asking the time. I knew this test was going to be very hard. Numbers in Polish are incredibly difficult, and I've always found telling the time is impossible. But I had a brilliant idea. I stopped a man in the street and said, "Excuse me, what's the time?" I couldn't understand the answer, but I just said, "Sorry, can I see your watch, please?" He showed it to me. 7:20. Perfect. How well did I do in the tests? Well, Kasia gave me 5 out of 10 for language and 8 for imagination. So, can you learn a language in a month? Not Polish, definitely.
Play golf. Play football. Play tennis. Play rugby. Play basketball. Play volleyball. Play baseball. Go skiing. Go swimming. Go cycling. Do judo. Do aerobics. 5.9. 1. 2. 15. 3. 4.
It's a penalty to England. It's about 50 metres. Wilkinson to take it. 3 more points to England. England 33, Australia 3.
Five point ten. 1. Into. 2. Along. 3. Round. 4. Towards. 5. Across. 6. Through. 7. Over. 5.11. Song. We are the champions.
I've paid my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of saying kicks in my face, but I've come through.
And we need to go on. My bows and
my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
Can I help you?
Yes, I really like this sweater. Do you have it in a medium?
Let's see. We have it in red in a medium.
No, I want it in black.
Just a minute, I'll go and check. Here you are, a black medium. Do you want to try it on?
No, thanks. I'm sure it'll be fine. How much is it?
$43.38.
It says $39.99.
Yes, but that doesn't include sales tax. That's 8.5% extra.
Oh, okay. Do you take MasterCard?
Yes, of course. Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this sweater about half an hour ago.
Yes, I remember. Is there a problem?
Yes, I've decided it's too big for me.
What size is it?
Medium.
So you need a small. I don't see one here.
Do you have any more?
I'll go and check. Just a minute. I'm sorry, but we don't have another one in black.
Oh, dear.
We can order one for you. It'll only take a few days.
No, I'm leaving on Saturday.
Would you like to exchange it for something else?
Not really. Could I have a refund?
No problem. Do you have the receipt?
Yes. Here you are.
Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this sweater about half an hour ago.
Yes, I remember. Is there a problem?
Yes, I've decided it's too big for me.
What size is it?
Medium.
So you need a small. I don't see one here.
Do you have any more?
I'll go and check. Just a minute. I'm sorry, but we don't have another one in black.
Oh, dear.
We can order one for you. It'll only take a few days.
No, I'm leaving on Saturday.
Would you like to exchange it for something else?
Not really. Could I have a refund?
No problem. Do you have the receipt?
Yes. Here you are.
Allie, you look great, as usual. How was your morning?
Really good. First I went shopping, and then I went to the Museum of Modern Art.
What did you think of it?
It was wonderful, but I didn't have enough time to see it all. Never mind.
Maybe next time.
What a lovely evening.
Hi, Ali. How was the shopping?
Great, thanks.
Hi, Mark. And did you like the museum? I hope you didn't get lost again.
Hey, I didn't know you two were friends already.
We met this morning. I got lost. I was trying to find Union Square, and suddenly Brad appeared.
So I took her to my favorite coffee shop.
Ali, what would you like to drink?
I'd like a cocktail, please. A margarita.
What a good idea. I'll have one, too. Mark, could you get us a couple of margaritas?
Oh, so now I'm the waiter, am I?
So, tell me about the museum, Ali. What was your favorite painting?
What did you think of it?
Never mind. What a lovely evening. I got lost.
What would you like to drink?
What a good idea.
Hi, is that Anna?
Yes. Hi, Rob.
Hi there. Look, there's a party on Saturday. Would you like to come?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't really like parties. Whose party is it?
Linda's. It's her birthday. There'll be lots of people you know. I'm sure you'll have a good time.
Well, I'll think about it, and I'll tell you tomorrow.
Two.
What did you do at the weekend, Martin?
I went to a concert, the Philharmonia at the City Hall.
What was it?
Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Was it good?
Well, not bad. The orchestra were fantastic, but the singers weren't very good.
That's a pity.
Three.
OK, now, please can you go to page 24? Come in. Oh, hello, Maria. You're a bit late.
Sorry, I missed the bus.
Oh, you missed the bus. You missed the bus on Monday too, and last week. OK, well, come on and sit down.
Four.
Are you good at languages?
Well, quite. I can speak good French, and I can read Italian well, though I can't speak it very well.
What about German?
I can understand it a bit, but I can't really speak it.
Well, I think that's brilliant. I can only speak a bit of Spanish, and that's it.
Five.
At Highbury Stadium, and Ljungberg passes the ball to Omri, and he's running towards the goal, and he's going to shoot, and... the ball's just gone over the bar, just a metre or so too high. What do you think of that, Trevor?
5.18.
Hello, how can I help you?
I'd like some information about the sports centre. My daughter wants to learn to play a team sport.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Well, she could learn volleyball, football, basketball.
I think she'd like basketball. She's quite tall for her age.
Well, there are two groups. One trains on Tuesdays and one on Thursdays.
I think Thursdays would be best for her. She finishes school early on Thursdays. What time is the class?
From 6 to 7.30. Is that okay for her?
Yes, that's fine.
Can I have her name, please?
Yes, her name's Susan Stevens.
Can you spell the surname?
Yes, S-T-E-V-E-N-S.
Right, I'll put her down for the Thursday group then.
How much do the classes cost?
You don't have to pay, they're free.
Oh, great. Well, she'll be there on Thursday at 6 then. Bye.
Bye.
File 6. 6.1.
If I lend you my newspaper, we'll start talking. If we start talking, we'll become friends. If we become friends, I'll invite you to my house in Venice. If I invite you to my house, you'll meet my beautiful daughter, Nicoletta. If you meet Nicoletta, you'll fall in love with her. If you fall in love with her, you'll run away together. If you run away, I'll find you. If I find you, I'll kill you. So that's why I won't lend you my newspaper.
I, E, O, O, U, U. 6.3. If, will, win. Leave, meet, wheel. Borrow, stop, wash. Law, story, talk. Look, push, took. Beautiful, move, cue. 6.4.
Okay, Michael, can you tell us what to do in these three situations? First, what about the crocodile attack?
Well, once a crocodile has seen you, it will attack you. So doing nothing is not really an option.
Ah.
And a crocodile attacks so quickly that people never have time to swim to safety. The crocodile will try to get you in its mouth and take you under the water. Your only hope is to try to hit it in the eye or on the nose. If you did this, and you were very lucky, the crocodile would open its mouth and give you time to escape.
Uh-huh.
But I have to say that it's very difficult, although not impossible, to survive a crocodile attack.
What about the bear attack?
When a bear attacks someone, their natural reaction is always to try to run away or to climb up a tree.
Hmm.
But these are both bad ideas. Bears can run much faster than we can, and they're also much better and faster at climbing trees. The best thing to do in this situation would be to pretend to be dead. A bear usually stops attacking when it thinks that its enemy is dead. And so if you were lucky, it would lose interest in you and go away.
Uh-huh. And finally, the bull attack.
Well, if you were in the middle of a field, forget about running. Bulls can run incredibly fast. And don't shout or wave your arms, because bulls react to movement. And this will just make the bull come in your direction.
Ah.
The best thing to do is to try not to move and just stay where you are. And then at the last moment to throw something, a hat or your shirt, away from you. If you were lucky, the bull would change direction to follow the hat or shirt and you'd be able to escape.
Uh-huh.
By the way, it doesn't matter what colour the shirt is. It isn't true that bulls like red. They don't see colour, they only see movement.
6.5. 1.
If I saw a crocodile, I'd climb a tree.
2.
What would you do if you saw a snake?
3.
We could have a dog if we had a garden.
4.
If a bear attacked me, I wouldn't move.
5.
If I were you, I'd go on a safari.
6.6. 1. Two. 3. 4. 5. 6. Seven.
Oh no! Run!
Eight. Nine. Ten. Eleven. 6.7. Song. Wouldn't it be nice?
Hi, Mel. It's me, Roz.
Hi, Roz.
Listen, Mel, it's about the party tonight.
You're going, aren't you?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I might go, but I might not. I can't decide.
Oh, come on. You'll love it. And you might meet somebody new.
OK, I'll go then.
Good. So, what are you going to wear?
That's the other problem. I'm not sure what to wear. I might wear my new black trousers. Or perhaps the red dress. What do you think?
If I were you, I'd wear the red dress.
But the red dress may be too small for me now.
Well, wear the black trousers then.
OK, I'll wear the black trousers.
How are you getting there?
I might go with John. Or Ruth. Or I may walk there. I'm not sure yet.
OK. I'll see you there. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Mel, it's me again, Roz. Listen, I've changed my mind. Sorry, I'm not going to go to the party.
Oh.
Six point nine. One.
I might go, but I might not.
Two.
You might meet somebody new.
Three.
I might wear my new black trousers.
Four.
The red dress may be too small for me now.
Five.
I might go with John.
Six.
I may walk there.
6.10. Confuse. Confusion. Decide. Decision. Imagine. Imagination. Inform. Information. Elect. Election. Invite. Invitation. Organize. Organization. Educate. Education. Translate. Translation. Communicate. Communication. 6.11.
Welcome to this morning's edition of What's the Problem? Today we're talking about friends. So if you have a problem with one of your friends, call us now. And if you're listening to the programme and you think you can help with any of the problems, then just send an email to our website. Our email address is what.problem@radiotalk.com. Our first caller today is Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
What's the problem?
Well, I have a problem with a friend called Jonathan. That's not his real name. Well, Jonathan often goes out with me and my friends. The problem is that he's really mean.
Mean?
Yes. He never pays for anything. When we have a drink, he always says he doesn't have any money or that he's forgotten his money. So in the end, one of us always pays for him. At first we thought, poor Jonathan, he doesn't have much money. But it's not true. His parents work, and he works on Saturdays in a shop, so he must have some money. Do you think we should say something to him?
Thanks, Barbara. I'm sure you'll soon get some emails with good advice. OK, our next caller is Kevin from Birmingham. Hello, Kevin.
Hi.
What's the problem?
Yes, my problem is with my best friend. Well, the thing is, he's always flirting with my girlfriend.
Your best friend flirts with your girlfriend?
Yes. When the three of us are together, he always says things to my girlfriend, like, wow, you look fantastic today, or I love your dress, Susanna, things like that. And when we're at parties, he often asks her to dance.
Do you think he's in love with your girlfriend?
I don't know, but I'm really angry about it. What can I do?
Well, let's see if one of our listeners can help, Kevin. And our last caller is Catherine. OK, Catherine, over to you. What's the problem?
Hello. I'm at university and I live on the university campus. I live in a flat and I share a room with this girl. She's really nice. I get on very well with her. But there's one big problem.
What's that?
She always borrows things from me without telling me.
What does she borrow?
Well, first it was CDs and books, but now she started taking my clothes as well. Sweaters, jackets and things. Yesterday she took a white sweater of mine and she didn't tell me. So when I wanted to wear it this afternoon, it was dirty. I don't want to lose her as a friend, but what should I do?
Thank you, Catherine. So, if you can help Barbara, Kevin or Catherine, email us at what.problem@radio...
6.12. 1. Should. 2. Shouldn't. 3. Would. 4. Wouldn't. 5. Could. 6. Couldn't. 6.13. 1.
You should talk to your friend.
2.
You shouldn't be so sensitive.
3.
You should lock your clothes in a cupboard.
4.
You definitely shouldn't pay for your friend.
5.
What should I do?
6.
Should I write to him?
6.14.
Hi, how can I help you?
Do you have any painkillers? I have a headache.
I'm sorry. We can't give our guests medicine, but we can call a doctor for you if you like.
No, it's okay. I don't need a doctor. It's just a cold. But is there a chemist near the hotel?
Do you mean a pharmacy?
Sorry, that's right, a pharmacy.
Sure. There's one right across the street.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
6.15.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I have a bad cold. Do you have something I can take?
What symptoms do you have?
I have a headache and a cough.
Do you have a temperature?
No, I don't think so.
Does your back hurt?
No.
Are you allergic to any drugs?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
No problem. These are aspirin. These will make you feel better.
How many do I have to take?
2 every 4 hours.
Sorry, how often?
Every 4 hours. If you don't feel better in 24 hours, you should see a doctor.
Okay, thanks. How much are they?
$4.75, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
6.16.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I have a bad cold. Do you have something I can take?
What symptoms do you have?
I have a headache and a cough.
Do you have a temperature?
No, I don't think so.
Does your back hurt?
No.
Are you allergic to any drugs?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
No problem. These are aspirin. These will make you feel better.
How many do I have to take?
2 every 4 hours.
Sorry, how often?
Every 4 hours. If you don't feel better in 24 hours, you should see a doctor.
Okay, thanks. How much are they?
$4.75, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
6.17.
Bless you. Are you okay?
It's just a cold. I had a bad headache this morning, but I feel better now.
Listen, I'm really sorry about last night.
What do you mean?
At the party, I got kind of angry at Brad. He was really annoying me.
Oh, I think he's very nice.
Yeah, women always think so.
Don't worry, Mark. Brad's not my type.
So what is your type, Allie?
You know what my type is. Dark hair, 34 years old, lives in San Francisco.
Listen, tomorrow's your last day. I want to do something special. What would you like to do?
I don't mind. You choose.
How about a boat trip around the bay? We could do that in the morning and then have a nice dinner in the evening.
That sounds fantastic.
It's too bad you can't stay longer.
Yes, it's a pity. This week has gone so quickly. I feel I've just arrived and now I'm going home.
Well, I'm going to make sure tomorrow is a really special day.
6.18.
Bless you. I'm really sorry about last night.
I don't mind. You choose.
How How about a boat trip around the bay?
That sounds fantastic. It's a pity.
Six point 19. 1.
It's cold. Why don't we get a taxi?
No, the bus will come in a minute.
I'm freezing. Let's start walking.
If we walk, the bus will come.
Yeah, you're right. Let's wait another 5 minutes.
2.
Jim and his wife came to dinner last night. We had a great time.
What's his wife's name?
Deborah. Don't you know her?
No, I've heard Jim talk about her, but I've never met her.
She's really nice.
Well, I hope I'll meet her soon.
3.
What would you do if you saw a mouse in the kitchen?
I'd stand on a chair and scream.
But a mouse can't hurt you. It's just a little animal.
I don't care.
4.
What are you going to do tonight?
I don't know. I might see a film or I might just go home and stay in. What about you?
I'm meeting Nicola in the pub. Do you want to come?
OK.
5.
I want to buy a pet for my daughter, but I don't know what to get.
What about a cat or a dog? You told me she loves dogs.
Yeah, but we don't have a garden. I don't think people should keep dogs in flats.
What about a hamster?
No, they smell. And they can bite.
A goldfish, then.
That's a good idea.
6.20.
Who's our next caller, please?
Hi, my name's Dave.
Hello, Dave. Where are you from?
I'm from Southampton.
And what's your problem, Dave?
Well, I'm married. I've been married for 5 years now. And my wife Maureen and I were always very happy until last year.
And what happened then?
Well, 7 months ago, my wife had a baby, a little boy. And he's wonderful and all that, but now everything has changed.
In what way?
Well, my wife doesn't have time for me now. She's only interested in the baby. And at night, when the baby goes to bed, she's too tired to talk to me. She's like a different person now, and I don't know what to do.
Well, Dave, first I think that maybe you should talk to her and explain how you're feeling. And if I were you, I'd help her with the baby. Then she wouldn't be so tired, and she'd have more time and energy. And then you'd both be happy.